the companies that benefit from drought.
Investing, renting, sending your kid to college? Listen to the Marketplace Money Podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, hello, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update for Tuesday, the 23rd of April. And today, DuPont shares are up after the company announced a doubling of profit last quarter. And that is thanks in part to the drought that's going on in part of the United States. Here to explain is Julie Neiman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company. She joins us from St. Louis. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
So I know that DuPont makes and sells a lot of things, but I did notice that one thing that has helped it out in the last quarter is strong sales of genetically modified seeds. What is that about?
Well, both DuPont and Monsanto have genetically modified seeds. And in spite of all the brouhaha over genetically modified, they really need this variety simply because it is drought resistant. And we're in a long-term drought pattern. You know, the deluge has broken the Midwest drought. That's great for corn. Oh, and demand for ethanol is evaporating. But somehow you're going to have to use the corn in feed, which is a good thing. But the drought is still very severe and extreme and exceptional, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, in all the western Midwest Western states. And we're talking about the breadbasket here. It's Nebraska, South Dakota, Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, Wyoming. This is where you still have some rain, but not anywhere close to enough.
And where you are, Julie, in St. Louis, I know there's some flooding going on right now, but you're saying in most of the country, the drought remains.
Where it really counts, where you have the breadbasket with all the grain area, that's where you still have some irrigation, but even the groundwater levels are dropping, so you've got a huge problem there that you won't be able to use irrigation nearly as well as you have been in the past.
Well, what does this mean for farmers?
Well, for the farmers right now, they have to be very choosy about what they plan and when. That's why they're going with grains now that do have these drought-resistant qualities like Monsanto and DuPont offer. All they need is some spring moisture to come in a little bit to get it into the ground, and then an occasional rain, and you basically will be able to have a crop. If you don't have that kind of moisture, though, you have a huge problem as well. But the other problem is when you have dry weather like this, you get locusts and grasshoppers, and that's the next big thing you have to worry about with drought. When a swarm starts going around, they can eat in one day the size of a large town. So you have to be very careful that you get the alternate pesticides down as well. So the grains for the farmers in the grains states are going to have real problems this year.
See, I thought we were going to talk about DuPont and its earnings, and all of a sudden here, Julie Neiman is predicting a plague of locusts in the western United States. Julie, analyst at Smith Moore & Company, thanks as always.
You bet.
Well, Netflix stock is up about 22% this morning, and shares have more than tripled since September. The amazing part is that a lot of people were writing obituaries for Netflix back in 2011 after the company angered its customers while trying to transition them from DVDs to streaming video. Marketplace's Noel King reports now on the company's 180 since then.
More than 2 million people signed up for the Netflix video streaming service in the first quarter of this year. CEO Reed Hastings attributed the big numbers in part to the release of a Netflix original program, the DC drama House of Cards, starring Kevin Spacey.
What is it you want?
Your absolute, unquestioning loyalty.
Anything. Susan Murray is professor of media and culture at NYU.
House of Cards has been a great success for them. They have Arrested Development down the line, which I'm sure is going to win them over a whole bunch of new subscribers.
Murray says Netflix has done well at anticipating and mimicking TV's changing model.
Even cable channels have been working on the model that with a few really successful original programs, you can then attract a large audience and really brand your network in a particular way.
But producing those original programs is expensive. House of Cards reportedly cost $100 million, and Netflix would like to expand to 20 original shows. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
Looking for a good read? Visit the Big Book blog at marketplace.org. Listen to author interviews and read excerpts from the Marketplace bookshelf. Online at marketplace.org/thebigbook.
The Boston Marathon bombings have brought a lot of attention to the surveillance industry, which is a growing business in this country. Sales of cameras, recorders, and other Big Brother equipment in the U.S. are expected to reach $3.2 billion this year. But just like the events that security cameras are supposed to watch, the industry itself can be a bit murky. Sally Herships reports.
We are used to Big Brother watching us. Security cameras at military bases, power stations, elevators. When bad things happen, we install more, right? That's what took place after the London bombings in 2005.
Camera systems being installed within trains and within buses to try and, you know, protect against future events that are happening.
Paul Everett works with industry analyst IHS. He says often the reason behind a sale is a mystery. Vance Kozik works with D-Link, a company that manufactures security cameras. He says when a city or business buys a camera, sometimes it's just time for an upgrade.
The trend now is to go toward high-definition, multi-megapixel IP cameras just because there's so much more clarity.
Kozik says D-Link has seen a spike in sales since the Boston Marathon bombing. And one major Manhattan retailer also said sales of surveillance equipment are strong. But the store is worried about its own financial security, so it made me promise not to reveal its name. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally to Japan, where McDonald's is having a hard time appealing to customers. So according to New York Magazine, it has turned to gimmicks. If you order an extra value meal right now in Japan, you get a red plastic French fry caddy to hold your fries in your car. At times, the Japanese McDonald's have also given away mint chewing gum with breakfast orders, as well as shampoo and skin cream. Because the first thing I want to do with my greasy fingers after gobbling up a burger and fries is apply skin cream. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.